We don't read our coins anymore. I was six when I first remember holding money. Read the small font across the silver coins. Carrying nothing but my hair and my feet and my pockets full of change to the corner store, coins would rattle against my ear like 90s music. Britney's new CD shaking off of my lips and other coins clashing against each other like Biggie or Pac. The albums my brother would blast through our bones every morning. There's always been an ease in music, in noise. Inside of the candy store, I listen to the sound of candy crunching in my palm, listen to the sound of gum smacking and wrappers being split open and cashiers ringing up everything that I could buy for a dollar. I'm talking gummy worms and chocolate and Skittles and cookies and a honey bun, bags of chips back when they were only 25 cents. Every day I would snap my shoes down those blocks, hum the same tunes until I knew them like I knew exactly what I needed to grab to have a nickel to spare. When I was a child, I was told from adults that buying too much sweets would rot my teeth. Till they were all gone and casket ready. I'd smile and tell them there's no point in trying to save things that are destined to leave before you. Growing up, I watched others around me spend thousands of dollars on things that they think will last forever. John takes home glass bottles until he shakes himself drunk out of a home. Maria has her dream wedding, finds her husband in a neighbor's bed. My brother buys his first car, feeds it until he cruises the wall of a jail cell instead. At the sight of a syringe, my aunt's arms flail. A praise dance that looks rich as a lustful woman's tongue. Liquor, love, in. They trudge to the corner store, pocket heavy. There are things that you can buy that are worse than cavities, that make the mouth look like royalty, make cavities look like the birth of a savior. No ease, no music to die for you. Things that can rot you casket ready. There's always been an ease in music, in noise, in humming a tune. I want to be eight again. Reread my coins. The four-word sentence engraved in them, the answer to how you can save yourself, even after you think you're gone. And we don't read our music no more, like we don't read our coins no more, like we don't see sin no more, like we don't see God no more, like we don't see God.